I want to remind you first that we have Movie with McNeil on Wednesday at 2 and again at 7. The movie this month is Sound of Freedom, about the fellow who is working to rescue trafficked children. I think it's a very good movie. I hope you can take advantage of it. There were two fellows talking after they went after the funeral, and they're talking about whether they'd be better to die suddenly or to die after a long illness. And they were talking, and says, you know, one of the things, of course, you never know when you're going to die. And the one fellow says, well, my uncle did. What? Yes, my uncle knew when he was going to die. He knew to the day and the hour. How do you know that? The judge told him. Of course, most of us do not know when we're going to die, although for those of us who are older, we realize that there are probably fewer days to come than there have been in the past. But regardless, failing a decision from a judge or a grace from God that he has given to some of the saints, we don't know when we're going to be called. But because of our faith, that should not frighten us. As this liturgical year closes and as another begins, the church wants us to reflect about our own mortality and about the mortality of our world, to rely more and more upon the Lord. In the first reading, Daniel looks to the end of the exile in Babylon, but he also looks to the end of the world and speaks of deliverance and final judgment, when some would live forever and some would be an everlasting horror and disgrace. And Daniel wants us to be wise, possessing God's wisdom, to lead others to justice, that is, to lead others to a right relationship, to a right relationship with God, and to a right relationship with our neighbors, to understand that God loves us, and even more importantly, that God loves each one of us. And what he asks of us is not impossible. God will make it possible for us to do what he wants us to do. It doesn't seem reasonable, but he does. God will give us the grace to do what he asks, and even to rejoice in the midst of doing it, even though it is difficult. In the gospel, Jesus talks about the final judgment. And he wants to see and to understand that we are in the end times. We have been in the end times since the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And as bad as these times are, and as much as sometimes we think, well, this is the end of the world's coming real quick, this is not unusual. There have been many times when people have looked to the end of the world. For instance, of course, in our own reckoning, we remember Y2K and being afraid of all sorts of things that were going to happen there. Or 2012, when the Mayan calendar said that was the end of things. It hasn't happened yet. It shall one day, but we don't know when. So we don't have to be afraid. Jesus says he himself doesn't know. Certainly as God, he knows. How can anything be hidden from him and God? But as humanly, Jesus doesn't know when the time is, and says, don't worry about it. Be ready. And being ready for the Lord's coming means prudence. It means taking reasonable care of ourselves to make plans for tomorrow, even if there won't be a tomorrow, to live in Christ and to follow him because he is the way. He wants us to take time to pray daily, to communicate with him who loves us, to ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our very, very various daily activities, to be kind and merciful, to act with love, even if we don't want to, because the people around us may not seem to be worthy of our kindness and mercy. All the more reason that we are to be merciful. The Lord wants us to celebrate the sacraments with devotion and love, to live as good stewards of all of God's gifts, that when he calls us from this world to the world to come, we may not be fearful, because the one who calls us is the one who loves us, and he calls us to be with him as he calls us to be with him here and now, that we may be with him forever in the world to come.